And the other big significant change is that the women's auxiliary, which was very active until I was probably in my 60s, is no longer as active.
And I know, yes, it went from the auxiliary and then later it changed to the alliance, but...
Right. And the alliance tries to do some beneficial works and to maintain a good public relations, but hardly any of the doctors' wives or husbands are actively pursuing it as we did in the old days. Mm-hmm. I was president of the McLennan County Medical Auxiliary in 1976, and I was groomed for this several years beforehand because Nelwyn Trippett, Dr. Bud Trippett's wife, was chosen as the state president, which was a very big honor in 1976. Our whole auxiliary rallied behind her and for medicine, and it was a very exciting time. We traveled all over Texas and even to Chicago for the National Medical Auxiliary Board.
Wow, I'm sure that was a great experience.
It was a great experience. And we knew each other. We cared for each other. Mm-hmm. When a new doctor moved to town, it didn't matter which hospital he was going to practice at or if both of them. We called on them. We took them under our wing. Mm-hmm. We told them the best places to shop and eat and pitfalls to avoid. And it really was, those were halcyon days for medicine here in Waco.